studio flat. So I've got one room. There is a corridor. So there's a door here, the front door. I'm not going to talk about this, but I'm just going to give you a bit of bearings of where it is in the relationship to the flat generally. There's behind you is the front door which you're coming in. There's a corridor. On your right, there's a bathroom. Come down here further along. There's a kitchen along here. And there's bookcases and stuff. It's a bit crowded with pictures and stuff like that. But essentially, this is all, you know, the appetizer for this room, which is here. Now, this is on an axis of...
the word appetizer.
Yeah, well, this is an axis, of an east-west axis, east being behind you. It's very true east and west. It's sort of like, you know, on the main road, the 810, which goes down from London Bridge, right up to Cambridge, is it? Somewhere, the 810, yeah. But it's a straight line. It's like as the crow flies, right now, you hit London Bridge from my flat, which is running that way, north-south. So south-south is the river down there. North is up to Cambridge. So I'm on a direct east-west axis. Yeah. That's west. That's east. Hangs behind you, west London, north-west London, that way. This is the entrance to my main room. That's my bed and other stuff in it. So this is the doorway here. Now, so I'll stop reading what I took myself on this voyage, and I'll read it to you. So I enter on a direct east-west axis through an awkward, narrow zigzag door and facing wall scenario. So if you come through here, the zigzag, the door kind of opens that way. You have to sort of step aside because it kind of doesn't quite, there's a wall here. There's another wall facing it, so the zigzag thing I'm talking about, you kind of, so I mean, it's a funny thing, it's like that, there's a kind of wall there as you come in. So, this is me entering the room. And now you're entering the room. Now, there's a light switch at shoulder height, immediately to the left on the south facing wall, 50 centimetres further in at mid-shin height. There's a dual electric plug socket. Both these bits of wall furniture have vertical plastic wire casing going up to the ceiling, as opposed to being hidden behind the wall. So, yeah, casing going right to the ceiling, both from the light switch, which is at shoulder height here, 50 centimetres down here, is the socket just here. These buildings are over 100 years old, and there's lots of flats piled on top of each other, on each side of each other. So I suspect that to get behind the masonry would present a whole world of pain. The landlords have long since decided they weren't going to get into. So all the wiring is on these plastic casings rather than, so every time someone has to do something, you knock it all down and they're doing that. It's all kind of plastic. So I step inside and view what is, I met a quite pleasingly decorated and clean-looking room. The vista taken as a whole has a modern, creamy colour. The walls are painted taupe, which is a colour I researched on the internet to replace the sickly yellow magnolia, which was the whole flat was magnolia, which is the neutral state that all the flats in the block have. The taupe is still vaguely beige, but has a warm earth matte vibe, which is both neutral without being cold. Thanks to the internet for that. They were right, it does work. I forgot to mention in between the wall socket, the switch, the light switch is at shoulder height just here, and there's a socket, and in between that, at head height, is a fake Egyptian papyrus picture of some kind of sun god, it's just here, some kind of sun god, Ra, emanating down upon a winged, cross-legged, sideways-looking, obviously, Egyptian figure sitting on their knees. And I bought this fake papyrus in Alexandria, in Egypt, in the days when I used to work on the cruise ships. And an intelligent man seemed to take pity on me. I was lost in Alexandria. And he proceeded to take me on a guided tour. And he was so articulate and unaggressive that for a moment I genuinely thought he wasn't on the make, and he was just showing me around as if it would be a nice thing to do. But eventually we ended up in his brother's shop, where I had to basically buy something in order to sort of justify all this ethical problem. So I bought this piece of papyrus with two other three for £1. And then I thought that wasn't very much really, so I gave him a fiver to came from the spirit of time. They seem quite good about it. You know, in Egyptian, they're equivalent of, you know. It's in a cheap clip frame that I got from Habitat. I want to get it eventually in a proper wooden frame, I've been saying it for years, but they're so expensive, I never quite had enough cash. The flush fund is never quite there to justify buying a nice wooden frame for this particular. I have other wooden frames, but this one, for £1, it can clip frame for the time being. So, okay, it's time for a break. We've come this far. I need to get my sense of where I was. So I actually sat down at this very spot. So if you want to do that too, you're welcome to. I'm sat leaning against this south-facing wall. I'm taking a break. I'm sitting in this awkward zigzag entrance area, a place I have never sat in 17 years of being in this flat. I have never sat in this very spot and had a perspective where I was. I did actually stop, and I had a plane flying overhead, I had birds twittering outside, there was a woman gabbling up top, an endless stream of words which she always does upstairs, but somehow it seemed quite, you know, that peaceful sound at this time of the morning, it was alright. And I had a plane went by, another plane, straight away. So it's like continuous plane, you don't really notice, but there they are, they're constantly flying overhead. And there's hardly a gap. And I can hear the clock in the kitchen ticking as well, which I've never noticed, there it was, it's ticking away. Carpet, which is also beige, different kind of beige from the top walls, is looking all right from this vantage point. I keep meaning to replace the carpet, as in recent years there's some big stains, I've covered them with rugs. And there's some kind of general traffic stones, especially in this bit here, which is coming in and coming out, coming in and coming out. Again, it's 17 years old, this carpet. I bought it in the first month when I arrived in this flat. And my friend came by about a year ago and said, don't bother, it looks fine. Don't bother changing it. So I haven't bothered. It's about £400. So it'll do for another 5 years, maybe.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, enough of that. I thought, let's get up again.
Yeah.
So onwards and literally upwards from the ground up. So I stand now and look more directly north. So I come in, perhaps this zigzag area. Now I'm sort of looking, if we come here, face this way, looking due north. Directly in front of me, on an angle, I'm just to get the colour, it's there, that's the angle of a rather smart Habitat settee. And on reflection, there's quite a few Habitat items in my flat, and I think it's part of my snobbery of not wanting to buy things from IKEA, whilst not really having an eye, you know, to develop my own style of interior design, so I sort of go with Habitat. Because it's modern and sort of seems a bit expensive, so it must be good. So anyway, this settee now has an Indian throw over it. The settee is also 17 years old, and I bought it in the first month that I arrived into this flat. And it has a few stains, and it has this classic Habitat blue colour, which is very similar to that, almost the same in fact. And it's heavily and unevenly faded. From the sunlight. So rather than throw it out, I thought I'd get the throw. It's given it a new lease of life. And the throw is actually the same, almost identical colour to the actual original sofa. It's a two-seater sofa, which you can't really lounge on. Which is, you know, and I thought about, I can't get a three-seater, there's not enough space, because you need to, my bed is over here. I'm not going around talking about my bed, but the bed is over here, back here somewhere. But the three-seater, if you had a three-seater, you couldn't actually get to the bed, just cut off that part of the room. And I contemplated getting a chaise longue to replace this sofa, but it's difficult to find one that isn't all kind of Louis XVI, chintzy, ornate leg chaise longue, and it's Ponce having a chaise longue. That's the only bit of seating in the whole flat, but it would allow me to let my legs dangle, which I can't do. Two-seater, this is a big thing on both sides, you're never quite comfortable. But yeah, so that's as far as I got. That was about half an hour I took to do that walk to this part of the flat.
Thank you.